still in the halachas of Eruvei Tchumin. We're in Simin Tavches. We're up to Siv Beis. We'll be doing Beis Gimel and Dalet. Siv Beis. Hameniach Eruvo Bershus HaYochid. Somebody puts his Erev in a Rishus HaYochid, which means the place is surrounded by Mechitzas. Afilu Hoysa Medina Gedola Keninve. Even if we're talking about a city the size of Ninve, which the Pasuk says Ir Gedola for. Tafilu Ir Chareva, even a destroyed city, which is a Chiddush and many argue with it, but this is the way we paskin. O Ma'ara, or it is a cave. Haru'uya L'diyurin, all of these things are roi for someone to live there. Mahalach es kula v'chutzala al ruach. If your Erev is in a city or in an enclosed area, the halacha is that all of that is considered like your dalet ames, and you have alpayim ama past that. Now, this that you need hekaf ledira is only referring to a place that's more than sasayim, but otherwise it did not have to be hekaf ledira. Now, there's one question. Let's say you live in a city. The city does not have a wall. So what we said is that you don't start counting your 2,000 amas till outside the city. What's the difference between someone who places his Erev in a city or somebody who lives in the city? And the answer is that if you're living in a city that gets the din of the entire year is considered your makam shvisa, and you get 2,000 amas outside the city. When you're only placing an Erev, the makam shvisa is defined by either dalar amas or mechitzis, one or the other. So therefore, if you're living in a city, you get 2,000 amas outside the city. If you place your Erev in a city, but that city is not walled, the halacha is that all you have is 4 amas plus another 2,000 after that. Siv gimel hameniach eruva betoch ir sheshavas ba. Somebody was living in a city, and he's staying there over Shabbos, and he makes an Erev Tchumen in the middle of the city. Lo asa klum. He accomplished nothing. Since he's living in that city, he gets 2,000 amas outside the city, although it's not walled. So what did he gain by placing an Erev somewhere in the middle of the city? Ein moldin mimakam eruvo el haru kmeneya ir kulo sheyesh shem alpayim amas l'charua chutz le'ir. He's like every other member of the city who gets 2,000 amas outside the city. V'chein em nos ne'eruvo b'mekomos hametzdarfim le'ir. The same goes if in the ibura shel ir, the ibura shel ir, or one of the in any part that we measure as part of the city, and we start the 2,000 amas after that. If he plays his Erev there, he hasn't really extended anything. Shemodim atum chutzneim hareze kavan kinos no besocha ir. You're not accomplishing anything. Says the mechaber now in Siv Dalet, nos ne'eruvo chutz l'tchum eino klum. If you put your Erev outside the tchum of the city that you're spending Shabbos in, you've accomplished nothing. Since you can't get to your Erev, it does not count. V'yesh lo tchum mibeis, so when we count the tchum from your house, the chiddush is, even though you meant to make an Erev tchumin, we don't say that that makes you lose your tchum of the house. It's only if you had an effective Erev tchumin. Only there do we say that that becomes your makam shvisa and not your house. But in a case where it didn't work, then we would go by the place that you really are.